Mastering the Christmas Tree, and Balaam's Ladder Trading Strategies by Claire Christensen and co-author Aidan Gray.
When I first dipped my toes into the trading world, I quickly learned that timing was everything, yet it was as elusive as capturing lightning in a bottle. Whether I was jumping in too early or too late, I often found myself lamenting missed opportunities. This led me to revisit Lan Turner's book, focusing on two methodologies, The Christmas Tree and Balaam's Ladder, My Journey into Dollar Cost Averaging. Mr. Turner's unique Christmas tree approach to dollar cost averaging has become my preferred method for market entry. I begin by cautiously entering a long position, rather than committing fully from the start. When the market moves against me, I place buy limit orders at strategic levels, viewing it as an opportunity to improve my entry price and systematically increase my position size. The Christmas tree trading strategy might not bring about a white Christmas, but it could very well green up your portfolio. Named for its visual representation in the track and trade trading platform, where a series of green buy limit orders seem to hang like ornaments on a festive tree. This strategy focuses on a calculated, incremental approach to market entry. This approach effectively lowers my average entry cost, positioning me for higher potential profits when the market rebounds. Exploring Balaam's Ladder. As I gained confidence and honed my skills, I became interested in Balaam's Ladder, the counterpart to the Christmas tree strategy. Balaam's Ladder offers a strategic approach to capturing profits in a bullish market turn. Visually represented in the track and trade trading platform by a series of ascending red sell limit orders, akin to climbing a fiery ladder, this strategy carefully builds a short position as the market rises. Each red limit order, symbolizing a step on the devil's ladder, incrementally adds more shares or contracts, elevating the short position's dollar cost average. Aptly named for its devilish play on risk, as there's no definitive peak to a rising market. Balaam's Ladder embodies the daring yet calculated approach of engaging with an endlessly ascending market, a venture that requires both courage and caution. I design my sell limit orders to gradually build short positions. This strategy is particularly effective when I anticipate a market's peak. It lets me benefit from the trend's downward movement without pinpointing the exact top. Instead of cannonballing into a position, you initially buy when bullish or sell when bearish a fraction of your target. Perhaps 250 shares out of a planned 1,000, or one contract in the futures market out of five. As the market moves against you, you strategically add more shares or contracts to your position until you've reached your maximum allocated share size, or your predefined exit stop is triggered. In contrast to cannonballing, where a trader jumps in with the full position size up front, the Christmas tree and Balaam's Ladder employ a technique akin to dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging is where you invest a fixed dollar amount in a specific asset at regular intervals, regardless of its price. However, with the Christmas tree and Balaam's Ladder strategies, we're not strictly sticking to regular intervals, but adapting to market conditions. If the market moves unfavorably, you can improve your average entry price by adding to your position at a better price. The Christmas tree and Balaam's Ladder turns what many might see as a market setback into a strategic opportunity. By purchasing additional shares or contracts at lower or higher prices respectively, you effectively reduce your average entry cost, which can ultimately enhance your profit potential when the market swings back in your favor. The mechanics of the Christmas tree. How to initiate a position with a smaller share size. 1. Identify market entry point. Start by determining your desired entry point in the market based on your analysis. Let's say you've set your eyes on a stock currently trading at $50 per share. 2. Decide on position size. Next, decide on your total desired position size. For example, you might aim for a full position of 1,000 shares. However, instead of buying all at once, the strategy calls for starting smaller, perhaps with 250 shares. 3. Place initial order. Place a buy limit order for 250 shares at or near your determined entry point. This fractional size allows you to test the waters without fully committing. Strategy for adding more shares if the market moves against you. 1. Set additional buy limit orders. Predetermine price levels at which you will add more shares if the stock moves against your initial position. For instance, You could set subsequent buy orders at $49, $48, and $47. 2. Size increments. Decide on how many additional shares you will buy at each subsequent level. You could continue with increments of 250 shares, or adjust based on your risk tolerance and strategy, doubling up the incremental number of shares, which brings your dollar cost average down more quickly. Max position and exit strategy. Know your maximum position size in advance, 1,000 shares in this example, and have a firm exit strategy. Set a stop-loss order to trigger if the market continues to move against you beyond a point that you're comfortable with. 4. Reassess and adjust. As your additional orders get filled, constantly reassess your position. Calculate your new average entry price and adjust your stop-loss orders accordingly. 5. Take advantage of market swings. The goal is to improve your average entry cost as the market moves against you so that when the trend reverses in your favor, you are positioned for a more profitable exit. In this example, the Christmas tree strategy has allowed you to enter the market in a more risk-managed way, and you were able to benefit when the market turned in your favor. The roll. Implementing the roll. In navigating the ups and downs of the market, I've adopted Lanterner's technique he calls the roll, the concept of the roll. There are moments in trading when, despite best efforts at strategic entry, the market continues to trend against my position. In such scenarios, as my position size grows, so does my exposure to risk. This is where the roll becomes crucial. The objective of the roll is to reduce risk in a position that has grown uncomfortably large due to continued adverse market movement. Catching a falling knife. Executing the roll. The roll strategy is executed at the first suitable opportunity, typically at a point where the losses are minimized or, ideally, when the market rebounds to a break-even level. At this juncture, I liquidate a substantial portion of my position. This action effectively reduces my exposure and risk, providing a safety net if the market trend continues to oppose my initial analysis. The roll is not just about cutting losses, it's a proactive move to safeguard against potential further downturns. It's an acknowledgement that while the market may still turn in my favor, the current extended position may carry more risk than initially planned. Strategic consideration for the roll. 1. Risk assessment. Before executing the roll, I assess the current market situation and the size of my position in relation to my overall risk tolerance. 2. Decision point. I choose a point for the roll based on technical indicators or a return to a near break-even level. 3. Position adjustment. I then swiftly reduce my position size, thereby decreasing my exposure and potential downside risk. 4. Readiness to re-engage. Post-roll, I remain vigilant and ready to re-enter the market or continue dollar cost averaging from this new, more secure position again, waiting for market conditions to change favorably. The benefit of the roll. The roll offers a cushion against the unpredictability of market movements. By reducing the position size during times of adverse market trends, I retain the flexibility to manage my trades more effectively and maintain control over my risk exposure. The roll is an integral part of my trading approach, ensuring that I am prepared for various market scenarios, always prioritizing capital preservation. By applying these mechanics, the Christmas tree strategy allows me to mitigate some of the risks involved with market entry, turning potential setbacks into opportunities for a more advantageous average position. Risk management. I want to stress the importance of a well-defined exit strategy. 1. Purpose. An exit strategy serves as your safety net, guiding you on when to cut losses or take profits. It's not just about knowing where to enter, it's equally, if not more, crucial to know where to exit. 2. The roll. In my trading experience, I've honed the roll strategy to such a degree of effectiveness that in many instances I've managed to bypass the need for stop orders to exit my positions altogether. By consistently implementing the roll, I've been able to continually adjust my trades, effectively avoiding large losses or excessive risks. By marrying the mechanics of the Christmas tree with Balaam's ladder, with stringent risk management protocols, including stops and the roll, as traders can seek to optimize our market entries while safeguarding against excessive losses. Advantages. Risk mitigation. 1. Staggered entry. By incrementally entering the market, the Christmas tree strategy to the long side and Balaam's ladder to the short side, allows you to spread the risk associated with an ill-timed single entry point. If the market moves against you, your initial loss is limited to the smaller share size you started with. Disadvantages: the potential for large losses. 1. Incremental risk exposure. While the strategy allows for risk mitigation, it simultaneously exposes traders to incremental risk. As you add more shares to your position, you are essentially doubling down on a losing trade, which can backfire if the market continues to move against you. 2. Irrational markets. Remember, markets can stay irrational longer than you can stay liquid, and this has never been more true than when trading the Christmas tree and Balaam's ladder strategies. Automated trading systems may execute trades at lightning speed, but they lack the intuitive sense of a skilled trader. Both of these strategies involve a form of market intuition. Knowing when to add to or reduce your positions is an art as much as it is a science. Moreover, these strategies come at a time when market volatility is often the norm rather than the exception. They offer traders an opportunity to be tactical and thoughtful, to not just beat the market, but to engage with it in a manner that aligns with their risk tolerance and trading style. There are numerous variations of the Christmas tree and Balaam's ladder strategies, and what we've discussed so far only covers the basics. I encourage you to use your imagination and creativity to explore these strategies further. A great way to do this is by watching Lan Turner's educational trade example videos, where he demonstrates several variations himself, then practice in a demo account, which allows you to expand your capabilities and understanding without financial risk. Incorporating these strategies into my trading toolkit has marked a significant step towards becoming a more adaptable and resilient trader. These are not just methods, but tools for navigating the ever-changing landscape of the markets, helping me to develop a versatile approach to my trading journey. I hope they do the same for you.
Claire Christensen is a part-time futures trader and stock investor living in Las Vegas, Nevada. She's a member of Lan Turner's President's Club and a contributing writer to Pitt News Magazine.